I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and this is the Monday episode of Chico Now. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. My license number is 106444, and I am licensed with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work over at Chico Creek Counseling, where I am a private practice marriage and family therapist. Let's see, last week we had my friend and colleague Melinda Haynes on the show, and we were talking about when people are toxic, how to respond to them, and how to respond internally. And I think that I'd like to keep going with that today, even though she's not here today. She'll be back next week. I like having her on. She's been coming on for the last 6 months or so, and I just feel like our synergy creates more for you to hear than just my voice alone. But she can't come every time, so you're stuck with me and only me today. So we were talking about toxic people and a little bit about understanding their toxicity and how to respond within yourself and respond to them. And I feel like we still had a lot more to say about it. So I'm going to try to not repeat myself as much as I can and give you a little bit some more new fresh information that adds on to that. If you want to hear what we talked about last week, if you missed it, you can go to kkxx.net and go to podcasts and Chico Now. And it will either be today's episode or last week's episode. I'm not sure when it rolls over. But if you missed it and it's this week's episode, you're just listening to me again, then just shoot me an email at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com, and I can give you the permanent link and you can listen to it that way. Okay. So when people are toxic or unhealthy or responding from their own childhood trauma or their current life crises, often whatever is happening with us or our relationship with them can be misconstrued, and we can be on the receiving end of some hurtful comments and behaviors. And that hurts. Like, it just hurts. It's easy to get angry. It's easy to have righteous indignation about it. And those are valid, definitely. But really, that's what's happening in our head as we're trying to make sense of what we just experienced from this other person. Where we really need to make sense of things is in our hearts. And in our hearts, we're hurt. We're hurt that we're feeling misunderstood by this person. They're accusing us of being a certain way or thinking a certain way or doing something with a motive that was untrue. And that hurts. That doesn't feel good. We don't feel seen or known for who we really are or what our real intentions are. And it hurts. And so it's so easy to get angry or defensive and say, you don't know what you're talking about. Who do you think you are? Blah, 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 blah. That's natural and that's human. But once we start seeing ourselves being that way and being that person, that's the cue to go, whoa, wait, what's going on inside me? I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointed and hurt. I thought that this person saw me differently. I thought that this person had more respect for me. Wow, this isn't good. And so we sit with ourselves for a minute with that and go down to where what's really happening in our hearts. Once we get down to what's really happening in our heart and we can be real with ourselves, it's a lot easier to make a game plan on how to interact with the person that's being hurtful. Sometimes that's our significant other. Sometimes it's one of our kids. Sometimes it's our in-laws or our parents or our coworker or one of our friends. And it can look in so many different ways, right? They're right to our face or they're being covert and talking about us behind our back and All of those things can make us angry, but it really just hurts our feelings, hurts our hearts. Because I really believe that people out there, while sometimes we're hurtful and we're hurting, we're good people. Even the people who are doing this thing to us, which, let me tell you what, I've been on the receiving end of some hurtful stuff lately with some family members. And I can tell you from experience, I know how hard it is to be on the receiving end of this, to hurt from what they're saying and doing, and to then have to say, this is their stuff. It's about them. It's not about me. And to say, and to try to make that decision, do I come to them with my pain? Or are they too deep in whatever they're going through that they're not going to be safe for me to come to? And if you come up with that decision, then you have to sit with it, right? Because you don't want to add to the strife. You don't want to be another negative voice, another toxic person that's creating, it's in the maelstrom of negativity. And it can feel really powerless and it can be really hurtful. And so in those times, it's really important to have one or two really good support people in your life who you can say, oh man, I'm just so tired of this. I'm just so done with this. And they can hear you and hear what you're saying and build you up and say, oh, I've got you. I've got you right now. And sometimes we don't have that. We don't have that support system. And so that's when it's time to reach out either to others who are safe or to start journaling. I know it's everywhere. It's such a cliche to journal. But when you hear your voice saying what you're hurting out externally from you, there's a different way that you process. There's a different, your brain clicks differently.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist. You can find me online at jessicawilkerson.com or at chicocreekcounseling.com. I work in private practice at Chico Creek Counseling. It's a private practice agency where there are a bunch of us over there who also are private practice therapists who just got together and work in conjunction with one another, which is actually really wonderful. But we are all, I think all of us, it's been growing. I think, or at least most of us, are Christians. We have a couple of new people, and I'm not super sure. I haven't had a chance to connect with them yet and find out what that's going on. But they're wonderful people, and I would refer to them regardless. So, okay. So we were just talking about what's going on with us in journaling and how cliched it is to journal. And I talked about this last week, how I use a blog, but I have my blog on so locked down that nobody can read it. Only people authorized to write in it are allowed to read it, and I'm the only person authorized to write in it. But it's a lot easier for me to just hop on my phone or hop on my laptop and get it out when I'm feeling super frustrated with my situation. And be able to process it in that way. Because there's something about when it feels like you're talking to somebody, when it feels like you're trying to explain it to someone else who's not inside your head, that you're able to process things a little bit differently than when you're just sitting around ruminating on it. When you're sitting around ruminating on it, you kind of don't think your full thought because you know where you're going. But when you have to explain it to somebody else, you have to get the whole thought out, give them a little bit of background, say it in a way that's concise, and that creates a way of processing for you that is just a little bit more thorough than when you're sitting down thinking about things. And so while it's everywhere, journal, 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 keep a diary, blah, 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 and it seems so like, oh, why is that still out there? There's a very good reason, and it's because it helps you think more thoroughly about it. And it gives you a safe place, because not all people are safe, right, to talk about this with. And if you don't have someone who's safe that you can talk about this with, if you're not seeing a counselor or you don't have a trusted friend or family member who gives wise counsel and who will be safe to share this with and won't tell other people or judge you for it, then the journal or I blog, but no one can see it. It's just, I feel like I'm Doogie Howser in a way. If anybody remembers that, at the end of every episode, he had his old school computer. It was so fancy back then, the black background and the white writing. And he would always write something very profound. I was in elementary school, so it was very profound to me. I don't know if I saw it now as an adult, I would think is as profound. But back when I was 8, it was amazing. So he was so wise for such a young doctor. But it is really powerful. And so the other thing to know when somebody is being hurtful is to know what's theirs and what's yours. I love the books by Drs. Henry Cloud and John Townsend called Boundaries. And in their books, they have this analogy about a fence around your home. And that fence around your home tells you what you're responsible for, right? You're only responsible for what's inside your fence, your yard, your front yard, your backyard, your house, your garage, your driveway. But on the other side of the fence, that's the rest of the world. And so when I think about what we're talking about, I think about that person is walking up to your fence and maybe opening your gate without permission or throwing things over your fence at you. But you're not responsible for them. I mean, you can call the cops if they're vandalizing or they're being inappropriate. But even then, you're not walking outside your gate and punching them out or yelling at them, right? You're only responsible for what's happening inside your fence, inside your property line. And so that's the thing here. We're talking about honoring your feelings, but then also saying, you know what? This is their stuff. And while that is so hard and it can still be hard and hurtful, once you know that, well, this is their stuff, ugh, there is this freedom in walking and being able to give yourself permission to walk away from it. To give yourself permission to say, you know what? While you're dealing with your stuff, you don't get to come inside my property line because I'm only responsible for mine. And does that mean that you cut them out of your life completely all the time? You're going to end up really lonely, right? But you can have rules. You have rules for your house, and you have rules for house guests, and you have rules for the kids when they're at home, and you have rules for everything in your life, and you can have that rule. So I also like to use, it's a technique from Love and Logic with parenting, where you tell your kids, it's respectful, responsible, and fun to be around. So if you are not being respectful, responsible, and fun to be around, basically if you're being kind of a jerk, because, you know, kids have bad days too. Adults have bad days. Kids have bad days. But they don't get to take it out on you. Then you don't get to come and hang out and be in my life right now. You need to go to your bedroom. If you're going to be disrespectful, you have to go to your bedroom. Right? And so that's how we parent our kids. So I think of that also with adults that are in my life who are not behaving in a way that's healthy. They're not going to be respectful, responsible, and fun to be around. Then they don't get to come into my front yard and play. That's just not, it's not how things are going to work in my world. I'll be there for you if you need me, and you're not going to be hurting me. But if you're going to be hurting me, the only one who can keep me safe is me. All right, we have one more commercial break. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
They give another, sorry, I was thinking my thoughts while we were in the commercial break, and I have a little bit of ADD where I just start talking. I do that in real life too. I'll just be walking through the hallway and I'll see two people having a conversation and I'll think, oh my gosh, I really want to tell them this. And then I just start talking instead of waiting for my turn. I'm aware of it and I work really hard on it. So there's some things about us that we will work on and work on and work on, and we just have to be aware of and realize we put our foot in our mouth. I just started doing that to you guys. Just started talking. I'm Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist number 1064-44. No, 1046-44. Ah, you can find me on the internet. JessicaWilkerson.com, ChicoCreekCounseling.com. You can look me up on the Board of Behavioral Sciences website with my phone, with my full name, and then they'll give you my number. 1046-44, something like that. I just remember thinking 1046, soldier, so when I got my number, and I get confused after that sometimes. So we were talking about, also I have pregnant brain. I don't know if you guys know, I'm 6.5 months pregnant right now. So numbers elude me. Little nuances sometimes get forgotten. Pregnant brain is very real. And so, 6.5 months pregnant. Boundaries. That's where we were. So sometimes we think, we get these messages in our childhood that if we put these healthy boundaries up, then we are being bad. That we need to help other people. Or as Christians, sometimes we misunderstand that helping other people with their burdens. So I love those boundary books. I just keep thinking back to them. They give an analogy in the book Boundaries, and it's by Drs. Henry Cloud and John Townsend. If you've never heard of it, then look it up, buy it. It's been around since the 90s, so every used bookstore has a copy. And there's a ton of offshoots, like boundaries in marriage, boundaries in dating, boundaries with kids, boundaries with teens, etc. And then individually, they've each written a ton of books on their own. So, but I'm thinking about the original book. And he gave this example about how helping someone carry their burden is like an extra thing on, like their spouse dies and they just need you, they need your help. You go over there and you realize that they haven't cleaned their house in a week because they've been so sad and crying. You help them with their house. But you don't have to carry someone's emotional pain and you don't have to carry their regular daily grind. So they're just people who have poor time management or they choose not to deal with their stuff and instead take it out on everybody all the time. That's not part of your boundary. That's not part of what you're responsible for. And I think a lot of times that people get confused. They get mixed messages over the years. And our own mind twists and turns things around a little bit based on what we learned as children. And I think that we put unnecessary guilt on ourselves when we are having a healthy boundary. And so that's what I want to talk about with people who are behaving unhealthily or are being toxic, is having that healthy boundary, saying, whoa. I mean, people don't have to be respectful, responsible, fun to be around all the time, right? We're humans. We have our stuff. We put our foot in our mouth. We have bad days. So when I talk about the love and logic terms, because those are from parenting, those are like when people are being especially rude and disrespectful, either today or on a consistent basis. That's when you say, okay, that's it. You don't get to play in my yard. You don't get to come in my front yard. My gate is closed to you for the time being until you can handle what's going on with you, because it's not my responsibility to carry that for you. And a lot of times when we carry it for people, we take away their responsibility to themselves and they just keep behaving that way and they never actually heal. So when we have that healthy boundary and we say, no, you're hurting me and you keep hurting me, and you don't get to keep hurting me just because you've got this stuff going on. I have compassion for you because I see you have stuff going on. I see that you were hurt by someone else in your life. Or I see that you experienced this trauma presently or in your childhood. And I have compassion for that. And I'm sorry that that happened to you. But just because that happened to you does not give you permission to behave this way toward me. I don't have to pay those prices on your behalf. And then being okay with that, being okay with saying, wow, this is not okay. This is not how you get to come into my property line and treat me this way. And often because you respond in a healthy way, we have this expectation that other people will receive it in a healthy way. But I want to remind you that if somebody is behaving unhealthy, if they're talking about you, if they're gossiping about you to other people, if they are making claims about you, if they're saying things to you that are not true about you, and you respond in a healthy way, you cannot have the expectation that somebody who is unhealthy is going to have a healthy response to your healthy behavior. Their response is going to continue to be unhealthy. So know that. Just walk into it knowing that whether you respond to them unhealthy or you respond to them healthy, you're still going to get an unhealthy response from them. And so knowing that and being okay with your healthy response and your healthy boundary is going to be so liberating. It's going to make you feel so good.